The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
We will get to our top stories, including how this heat is affecting some of the most vulnerable in our population momentarily. But first, Chief Meteorologist Dan Brunoff, looks like a spread of temperatures today.
Yeah, a lot of people are like, why is there such a spread? Well, there's a cold front, actually, that draped just off to the west of DFW Airport right now. And to the east, we have an east wind at 10 to 15 right now. It's throwing a few clouds behind this front end of the area, but nothing on radar. But it's going to be hotter to the west and cooler to the east today. That's why these excessive heat warnings have been pressed out of the Dallas-Fort Worth area. But we still have some heat advisories in place.
Thank you so much, Danny. Meanwhile, the Texas power grid should be fine today. We've been tracking this all summer, and this morning, ERCOT says conditions are normal. As we often do, we'll get near capacity around 8 o'clock this evening, but there shouldn't be any major problems. DFW hit 107 yesterday, as you just heard, officially the hottest day of the year. And heat like this can be a matter of life and death for people who have nowhere else to go. KRLD's Alan Skaya has more.
The most recent count in Dallas and Collin County showed almost 4,000 people living on the street. The nonprofit Our Calling says the number of people coming to their campus in Dallas for help has jumped 40% in the past week.
A place to get water, a place to cool down, and really a place to be safe.
Allie Hendrickson says they even had to set up an overflow area in their women's shelter.
It might feel a little tight, but truly the more the merrier at Our Calling. We want people to come and fill our building when it is this hot outside.
She says they've got a donor who delivers pallets of water four times a year, but they've blown through their supply. So she says Our Calling's greatest need now is bottled water. From the 24-Hour News Center, Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
And continuing our team coverage on this heat, KRLD's LP Phillips has been talking to experts at Parkland about the heat-related patients they're seeing.
Parkland Chief of Emergency Medicine Dr. Jeffrey Metzger thinks the public got a hint. The ER was not swamped with heat stroke cases. As for the ones they are getting,
we see a lot of people, particularly things like construction workers, street workers, things like that. And then, again, vulnerable populations like the homeless who just don't have cool places to go.
For parents with kids who are after-school athletes or in band, Metzger says they've been practicing in the heat and are, for the most part, used to it. However, he warns not to solely count on water. He says they need the salt that sports drinks provide. From the 24-Hour News Center, LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
Last week, Dallas County reported its first death of the year because of the heat.
A Dallas Democrat was front and center at the Democratic National Convention in Chicago last night. NBC5's Larry Collins has more.
Congresswoman Jasmine Crockett has really become a vocal member of the Democratic Party. She is seen by some in the party as the voice of the next generation of Democrats. Now on the opening night of the convention, sharing the stage with heavyweights like Representative James Clyburn, Hillary Clinton, and President Joe Biden. An attorney herself, she made a case for Vice President Harris.
Her entire career as an elected district attorney, attorney general, and senator, she's always worked for one client, the people.
Now, with the theme of the night being for the people, Crockett spoke about what her party hopes to do for the American people. Crockett spent her time in the international spotlight comparing the tickets of the two parties. She compared Vice President Harris's time as a prosecutor to former President Trump's legal troubles. Crockett also got emotional, talking about how the vice president helped her personally when Crockett first got to Congress, and she was a bit overwhelmed.
And the most powerful woman in the world wiped my tears and listened.
Crockett also spoke specifically to being a woman in America and in Texas, again, comparing Harris to Trump.
As women are dying, he is bragging about overturning Roe. And y'all know I come from Texas. And right now in Texas, come on, Texas. But right now in Texas, they want to institute the death penalty. That is a problem. While Kamala Harris is fighting for our reproductive rights to be restored.
Now, on the other side, the GOP did post a response tonight, one of the convention on X. They said, quote, the Harris-Biden administration's weak, failed, and dangerously liberal agenda is destroying our country. But America will be wealthy, safe, secure, and strong again when we send President Trump back to the White House, end quote.
That's NBC5's Larry Collins. And just like we covered the Republican National Convention, we have full coverage of the DNC right here on KRLD all week.
Hot, dry weather quickly moving Texas into wildfire season. Back into it, the Texas A&M Forest Service has been concentrating equipment and resources in the area west and northwest of DFW. That's where they're seeing the driest, most tender vegetation, which might fuel those wildfires.
But the dry area is starting to expand further east, so into East Texas, into the Eastern Hill Country, and parts of Central Texas. So we anticipate that we're going to start seeing some more activity in those areas as well.
Now, Aaron O'Connor says there have been 60 wildfires in the past week alone, and they have burned a combined 10,000 acres.
The parents of the Texas student who killed 8 classmates and 2 teachers at his high school in 2018 have been cleared of civil responsibility. We get the story from KRLD's Chris Fox.
The Galveston, Texas jury found that admitted Santa Fe High School shooter Demetrius Pegorchis' parents cannot be held responsible for what happened, but did find Pegorchis and an ammunition manufacturer responsible, awarding families more than $300 million in total damages. Attorney Craig McGuire represented the families of the victims who filed the civil suit.
They are hoping that one day Demetrius Pegorchis will stand criminal trial for this premeditated murder of his classmates and his teachers.
Pegorchis deemed incompetent to stand trial for capital murder.
That's KRLD's Chris Fox reporting.
It is 7:13 here at KRLD. And this morning, the 19-year-old arrested in connection with a crash that killed 5 in Fort Worth is still in jail. 3 adults and 2 children died in that crash that we covered for you yesterday morning here on KRLD. And police say 19-year-old Eduardo Gonzalez was speeding down 35W when he rear-ended another car. The impact causing that car to catch fire, killing all 5 people inside. Meanwhile, in his Camaro, police say they found enough evidence to charge him with intoxication manslaughter.
Not only his life has changed, but he has changed the lives of many others. It's a painful situation for the whole community.
Detectives still working to determine the identities of the 5 victims.
The Corsicana ISD school board met for the first time since one of their assistant principals was rushed to the hospital last week after a classroom disruption.
So last week was our first week of school. Of course, it didn't go exactly the way we had planned.
Assistant Principal Kendra Rogers was attacked so severely inside a classroom, she had to be airlifted to a Dallas area hospital.
We need to protect our teachers. They're rare and they're hard to come by. We're not protecting our teachers and we're not protecting our students.
Monday night, this father showed up at the school board meeting wanting to know what the district was going to do to better train teachers to handle disruptive students and be upfront about problems in the classroom.
I want them to be transparent.
Superintendent Stephanie Howell spoke one-on-one with us, revealing that Rogers is out of the hospital.
That's NBC5's Wayne Carter reporting. Corsicana ISD is planning a fundraiser for Rogers' recovery effort. The Rangers season may be close to over, but there is some reason for optimism. KRLD's Kevin Walker has more.
2-time Cy Young Award winner Jacob DeGrom will make a rehab appearance at the AA level. Going along with him this week in Frisco will be the prospect Kumar Rocker and Max Scherzer. For DeGrom, this will be his first outing of any level since April 28th of 2023. Rangers general manager Chris Young.
He's a huge piece of next year, and we're counting on him being the ace of our staff next year at the front of our rotation. And having him healthy and motivated and getting him out there to get his feet underneath him this year is going to be important.
The all-star pitcher is still on pace to pitch before the end of the season for Texas, no matter the outcome of the final 6 weeks. The 36-year-old signed a 5-year, $185 million contract with the Rangers in December of 2022.
That is Kevin Walker reporting. Meanwhile, on the field, man, where would the Rangers be without Corey Seager?
First pitch, swinging a high fly ball to right field. McKinney's back on the track at the wall. He leaps out of here. A 3-run home run for Corey Seager.
It was his second of the game, and he accounted for all 4 RBIs as the Rangers topped the Pittsburgh Pirates 4-3 last night. They've got another duel with the Pirates this evening.
A former NFL player is accused of hitting one man and urinating on another during a flight from Boston to Dublin. CBS's Steve Kathan has that story.
40-year-old Gosder Charalis was arrested after the Delta jet returned to Boston. Police say he appeared drunk when he boarded the plane and argued with the flight crew. They allege an hour into the flight, he urinated on an elderly passenger, then hit another and took that person's seat before passing out. In a social media post, Charalis, a tackle who played for three teams over nine seasons, apologized and blamed sleep medication. Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Well, yesterday morning we told you about these General Motors layoffs, this round of 1,000 workers getting cut. And today we're learning that it's mostly from its software and services division, not here in North Texas. That includes about 600 workers at the Detroit-based tech campus. Now, a spokesperson said these layoffs at GM were needed to simplify for speed and excellence. GM employs about 53,000 people worldwide, including, of course, more than 5,000 people at their big plant in Arlington.
You know what's so delicious and just down the street from us?
What's that?
Chewy's.
It is. It is. I agree with you.
Okay, but here pretty soon, we're not going to be able to just roll out of work and go down there and eat.
Or drink.
Okay, or have one of those margaritas.
Mm-hmm.
Kate O'Reilly's Austin York tells us why.
Chewy's restaurant opened on McKinney Avenue over 30 years ago. It was the third location in the franchise, which was started in Austin back in 1982. In Dallas, it quickly became known for its Elvis memorabilia, and legend has it that many residents would bring their own Elvis collectibles to the store to donate. Now Elvis is part of the decor at more than 100 Chewy's across the country. But Chewy's isn't moving out of Dallas completely. They're moving to East Dallas and hope to have it open by Cinco de Mayo of next year. Chewy's will go to Greenville Avenue, the former site of the Desert Racer restaurant, known for its massive patio and big parking lot. Chewy's menu is going to remain the same. It's going to have the Chicka Chicka Boom Boom chicken enchiladas and the Big As Your Face steak burritos still on the menu. From the 24-Hour News Center, Austin, York News Radio 1080, KRBLD.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.